Welcome to the Jason and OC podcast. This is a special one, OC.
Okay.
For several reasons. Okay. One of them I'll get into later.
Okay.
Because I miss you.
Yep.
But one, I got two big announcements for you, my brother.
Mm-hmm.
Two big announcements. I'm going to say a name.
Mm-hmm.
And you know we only say names mm-hmm. for one reason.
Mm-hmm.
Lazy Boy.
Uh-oh.
Cut the check.
Lazy Boy, give me your chair. Lazy Boy.
What is going on right now?
OC with hair.
I don't have any hair.
You seem like you got like a light fade.
No, I have no hair. No.
It looks.
Can I have some of yours?
You can. You can. And just, a Lazy Boy.
Can you just like cut a little bit and just let me paste it here?
You will. And nice little. There are people that do and they travel to overseas to get that done.
And then guess what?
What's that?
When I recline in my Lazy Boy,
ooh,
you won't be able to see my bald spot.
Ooh.
You like that?
Ooh,
do you like that?
I like this Lazy Boy.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to put your name on it.
Oh, you have to put my name on my Lazy Boy. What are you talking about?
I like that.
You got to put my name right there on the back.
I'm going to tell you what.
Okay.
Out of every sponsor we could possibly have,
mm-hmm.
this probably makes you extremely happy.
Yeah, and I like the way you said me,
mm-hmm.
because it makes me
I know
happy.
This.
Yeah.
Because
I have like a chair in my little man cave now.
Just a chair,
and it's not a good one, actually. It's not a good one. So the fact that Lazy Boy has come on board right now, I'm going to put that Lazy Boy right there in my little man cave right there in front of my big screen TV,
mm-mm.
and I'm just going to recline, J-Bell, and I'm just going to watch all the TV shows, and I'm just going to play FIFA all day, and I'm just going to bust them up, J-Bell, because Lazy Boy did exactly what they're supposed to do, J-Bell.
They came through.
Yes, they did.
I like this. I'm going to have a Lazy Boy in here, and I'm just going to try to mimic.
Are you going
to
have yours in here?
Yeah.
Got you.
Because I want to mimic your level of relaxation.
Mm.
And a Lazy Boy can bring that to
us. Where are you going to put your Lazy Boy in here?
I have no clue.
It doesn't seem like a Lazy Boy can fit in here.
I mean, I hope they can get it in here.
No, if they give you a Lazy Boy that fits in here, I'm going to have a problem with the company because I don't want my Lazy Boy to be able to fit in here.
Why can't we have two?
I want a big Lazy Boy.
Why can't we have two?
No,
you can have one that fits in here and then one that dominates the man cave.
Yeah.
And your man cave is purely for you.
It's just for me.
You can only deliver items in there.
Correct.
And then you have to exit.
Exactly.
When your son comes in, what do?
I tell him he needs to leave immediately. You got to get out of here, little boy.
Okay. We will shout out to Lazy Boy. Thank you. Sorry, Igwe. And next week.
Yeah.
Like you said before, is May the 4th be with you.
Mm-hmm.
I copied that from you again. That was really good.
Mm-hmm.
And we will be live, OC.
Where are we going to be?
We're going to be live from Tottenham Hotspur
That's
Stadium.
That's my favorite stadium.
Yes.
I'm talking about like for NFL, not.
I love
just
it.
Just for NFL.
It is epic.
Not for soccer.
I like it for both. Because
you're a Tottenham's.
I rock the blue.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
Cannot say that.
No, I can't.
Of all the people who I thought would get us kicked off, I thought it was me.
I just said something that Simon had to take out of the podcast, didn't I, OC?
We can't say that, right?
But Simon has removed it from the podcast. Haven't you, Simon? He has. It's gone. And OC, his quote was, "You're the one that's going to get us kicked off." It was a joke.
We can't say that, Jason. We're not allowed.
All my boys from Long Beach will know exactly what I said.
My voice got real low. No, Jason, I can't say that. Imagine what it took for me to say that.
Oh.
Okay.
We'll be at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium for the announcing of the road teams for the London Games next season.
Okay. Okay.
The Jags versus.
Ooh.
That's at Wembley.
That's at Wembley. Yeah.
The Packers versus.
Ooh.
At Tottenham.
Yeah.
Imagine Aaron Rodgers coming out. That crowd getting loud.
They're going to be screaming.
Getting active.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The Saints versus.
Ooh.
I don't know.
Famous Jameis Winston.
Ooh.
What did my trainer say?
What did my
trainer say?
He said, keep on training. If anybody's listening, wondering what we just said, go look up Jameis Winston. It was an interview after a game, right?
Yeah.
And he said, "What did my trainer say?" You just got to watch it, YouTube. It's out there. It's. I don't care if you never watch anything NFL. Watch that.
Watch that.
It's hilarious. I will say this. I'm very excited because of the games here even from a player standpoint, is like nothing they've ever experienced in the States. There's no regular season game, maybe even playoff games, man. This is comparable, these games, to a Super Bowl environment. Would you say that, as a man who's been there twice?
For the no.
The excitement.
The excitement.
Yes.
For the European fans.
Yes, yeah, that's what I mean.
For sure. From a player standpoint.
From a regular season game, right, you've played all across the country.
Yeah.
You go some places. And, I mean, it's cool, but this is a different interview.
It's different.
It's important to this country, these fans.
You can feel it.
You can feel it, man. Yeah. I mean, even all the entertainment stuff, that just doesn't happen in regular season games.
Yeah.
So this is special. I try to give it Super Bowl kind of – speciality.
That was a bit much.
I mean, I went. You know
how you kind of got carried away.
You know how when you about to go overboard and your boy grabs you and goes, no, not today. Yeah. That's what you did. You threw the life vest on me and pulled me back.
I got
too excited.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. No
I appreciate
worries,
that.
No worries. Yeah.
Mm. On another note, I'm very happy for today.
Okay.
Cairns of the world.
Uh oh.
You can listen, and you should listen.
Uh oh.
Because we have a story.
Yeah.
I don't think. It's got everything.
Yeah.
And we have one of the greatest narrators the world has ever seen.
Okay.
Osi Umenyora.
Oh, give it to him. And you said the ooh, which is.
Yeah.
That's the way to say it.
He's my friend.
Correct.
He's my friend.
Correct.
And he is one of the greatest storytellers I've ever seen. He does it all the time. But I want you to just explain to our people what has been going on in your life.
Yeah.
How many weeks is it?
It's been 2 weeks now.
2 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay. Why you just got back to this country and why you have to leave in an hour. Okay.
Okay.
I'm just going to sit here. I might ask some questions because I don't know. And I want the audience to understand what is taking place here.
Okay.
You have the floor.
Okay. So, as most people know, I don't really broadcast my personal life. Don't really do too much of that. But
these are people.
These are people. So, my wife was pregnant.
Mm-hmm. Was?
Yeah, was. Mm-hmm. 8 months pregnant, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
We knew exactly when the baby was supposed to be born.
Mm-hmm.
We knew.
You knew?
We thought we knew. We had a pretty good idea, J-Bell. So the guy, a guy by the name of Sean Marcel.
Okay.
I would say probably my closest friend. He's the reason I played American football.
Right.
He's the reason
I noticed. Yes, got it.
Sean brings his family over to London to visit me. I haven't seen Sean in years.
Mm-hmm.
Comes with his family. His daughter is my goddaughter.
Mm-hmm.
I love them. So Sean comes over for a couple of days. He's like, I'm in London. I kind of want to go to Paris. I think you guys should come with us. I'm like, man, I love Paris now. I don't think I can do this because, you know, my wife is 8 months pregnant.
We got a plan.
He's like, well, you know when the baby's due, you know?
Right.
Let's all go have fun together in Paris. Let's just go chill.
Mm-hmm.
I look at Sean. I'm like, you know, Sean, you know, you're my boy. I love you.
I haven't seen you in a while.
I haven't seen you in a while. Let's do this. It's only 2 hours away. It's just a quick train ride, right? That's it. Let's do this. I grab my wife. I'm like, Layla, Sean wants us to go to Paris with him. She's like, no way.
Wait. I thought Layla would have been down with this.
She said, no way. I am not doing this.
You left that part out.
True story.
I thought she was all in for this.
Absolutely no way.
Oh, my gosh. This is all your fault.
Absolutely no way this happens.
Oh, I'm sweating. This hostage sweat is going on over here.
I look at her. I'm like, baby, come on.
Oh,
this is Sean. You know, these are my peoples.
Yeah.
Quick train ride.
Yeah.
We're just going to go there. 2 days. Mm-hmm. We're coming back. We're supposed to leave Tuesday, come back Thursday morning.
It's all locked in.
A month from Thursday, the baby's due.
A month?
A whole month.
Yes.
Get on the train. Mm-hmm. We're in Paris. Boom, 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 boom. boom, 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 boom. You know the song? Boom, 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 boom. Boss Hogg. No, you can't find me. You gotta find me.
Boss Hogg. Dun-dun, 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 dun-dun. Boss Hogg. Shout out to Jay-Z and Kanye for that song.
Paris chilling. Now I gotta tell you how everything.
Dun-dun, dun-dun.
Right. Thursday, about 3 a.m.
Oh, you know where this is going.
3 a.m. Thursday now.
You know where this is going.
Because
you either in the club here, dun-dun, dun-dun.
Thursday, 3 a.m., we're in the room, fire alarm goes off.
Oh.
Everybody has to evacuate the hotel.
Oh.
Right?
Didn't know about this either.
Right. So outside. For about 30 minutes, we go back in. The basement of the hotel is flooded. Ooh. Right?
Oh, that's why it went off. Okay. Okay.
No problem. Cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
We go back. I'm laying down. I'm sleeping. About 6:30. Ose! I'm like, what? Like, what is going on? My wife is waking me up. She's pushing me. She's like, hey, wake up. Like, yo. I'm like, what is going on? She's like, I think my water broke. I'm like, what? She's like, yeah, I think my water broke. Mind you, J-Bell, our train leaves at 9. Mm. It's 6:30 in the morning. Mm. I'm not going to lie to you. My first instinct.
Get on train.
Let's get on train. First instinct. I swear to God.
Let's get on this train.
I was like, hey. I was like, Layla.
Let's hold it together and let's get on this train. Now.
Layla.
We got to go.
Let's get on this train. She's like, I don't think we can make it. I'm like, oh my God. Now everything's running through my mind, J-Bell. I'm like, okay, 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 okay. What do we do now? I call the front desk. I'm like, can you please call us an ambulance? We need to go to the hospital right now. My wife's water broke. We're having a baby. The guy's like, he doesn't speak no English. He's like,
of course.
I'm like, please do something. So he calls somebody else, and somebody came to the phone. Okay. They call downstairs. They're like, listen, it's best if you get in an Uber as opposed to get in this ambulance because you're going to get there quicker. I pack my stuff. Me and Layla rush upstairs. They called the Uber, put us in the cab. I didn't even know where we're going, right? They told the Uber driver where to go.
Where to go, yeah. They're like, I hope I show up at a hospital.
Right. So we went to the hospital. We look up. It says the American Hospital of Paris. I'm like, okay, all right. The American Hospital of Paris. All right, cool, cool. We get in there. Nobody speaks English.
What? What?
It says the American Hospital of Paris. Why would you not speak English here, right? But I'm trying to hold it together. I'm trying to hold it together.
Oh my God, I can't. I can't right now. Oh my God. Oh my God.
We get in.
Jeez.
They lay Layla down. She's nothing has happened yet. So the doctor comes in. Mm-hmm. Well, the first doctor comes in, didn't speak English. We're talking, boom, boom, boom. So they waited. They said, wait. We have one doctor who does.
Okay.
So like maybe about an hour and a half passes by, and the other doctor comes in. Now, this is an American doctor.
Okay.
The only American doctor.
In the whole American
hospital. In the American Hospital of Paris. She comes in, wonderful lady, talks boom, 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 boom. She looks, she's like, okay, well, this is happening.
There ain't no train for you.
This is happening. I was like, but can we leave? I swear to God. She was like, well, if you sign a waiver, you know, saying that we're not, you know, we'll let you guys leave. I was like, you know what, no.
This ain't worth it.
Nah, let's just do this. So, boom. About 3 o'clock. Baby comes, right? Baby comes out. So happy, you know, it's healthy.
All's good. Yep,
all's
yep.
good. You know, all that. You know, my pocket's a little lighter, but that's okay. That's okay.
You had to pay cash.
Boom.
Right there. They're not letting you leave until you pay that.
Boom.
They're going to keep your child.
No. I had to pay before they did any work. They're like, you need to.
Oh, they acted real American.
They're like, hey, you need to.
They acted like a real American hospital.
Oh, they found a way to communicate that with me.
No communication. They brought the
until then.
Well, you're going to have to pay full. This is so not funny. This is not funny.
The baby comes. So I'm like, okay, nice. So they're going to, you know, they're talking. They're like, okay, yeah, so you're going to stay here for like 2 days. And then, you know, you can go. Yeah, you can leave.
That money, it went through.
Oh, it went through.
They like, you can
stay.
Come stay.
Yeah, so boom. So we're chilling. And so I'm like, okay. So I'm now trying to plan how we're going to leave.
Yep.
The lady was like, oh, you can't leave the country. I'm like, what do you mean by I can't leave the country? She's like, the baby has to have a passport. I'm like, the one that just came out. The one that just came out of my wife?
This one?
This one?
This one.
Is going to need a baby? Is going to need a passport before I can leave?
Yeah, like, how is this supposed to happen?
They're like, oh, you got to apply and blah, 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 blah. And you better do that right now. I'm like, oh, my God. Okay, cool. I'm applying. I apply to Home Office. They're like, you can only apply from within the UK. You can apply from France. Like, you got to be in the UK to apply to this place. So you need to apply to the embassy to get an emergency travel documents. I'm like, oh, my goodness. Okay, cool. No problem. So I start applying for the emergency travel documents. Jason, for 2 weeks, I've been going back and forth with the embassy trying to get an emergency travel document.
I need an emergency for 2 weeks.
2 weeks, Jason. And I'm like, I can't be the only person that this has happened to.
No.
It's not possible. I don't think they would have an American hospital in Paris if it wasn't, you know, if things like this didn't happen.
Right.
So I'm like, you know, as you know, nice as Paris is, and you know, as incredible as all that is, if I didn't have resources,
what would you be doing now?
What would I be doing?
Like, what would happen if you didn't have resources to rent a place? If you couldn't pay what it cost? It's scary to think about.
It's
actually frightening.
Yeah. So, cut a long story short, we decided to go to Paris.
What did the baby say?
Baby said, oh, you like Paris? Oh, you gonna stay here. you like Paris, huh?
Oh, you like to come on?
Oh,
you like,
yeah, that's
cool. you like to travel? Oh,
you enjoy that?
You had a little fun? Welcome.
Stay here. And my friend, Sean, left.
No, he didn't.
10 days ago.
No, he didn't. Sean gone?
Gone. Back to America. We sitting there in Paris like, oh, my God. So that's what's happening, J-Bell. And I came
Sean
all the
left.
Way here. He left. Gone. He said, I got things to do. I got things to
Good
do.
Good luck.
Good luck with that.
I can't. This is not funny. But this is ridiculous.
This is my experience, Jason. This is what's been happening to me for the past 2 weeks, bro. And so today, I got on a train, came out, played some soccer to clear my head. I'm doing this podcast now, and in about 30 minutes, I'm going back to France. My home. I'm going back home. I'm going back home.
NFL France.
NFL France.
Ambassador.
I'm going back home, J-Bell. What an incredible, incredible 2 weeks.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
When you come back, when you finally come back,
yeah.
Are you going anywhere?
No, not for a long time. I'm supposed to be doing this NFL Africa trip in June. I'm not sure.
You're scared.
I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen there, man. I'm like, I'm traumatized, bro. If something happens to my passport there, I don't know how I'm going to. I don't know if I'll get back in here. No, I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know.
I mean, government bureaucracy is... It is the worst at the times you need it the most.
Yeah.
It's just they move at their own pace. this is...
They're lucky. They're lucky that this isn't... We weren't in America because we would have made one phone call and the NFL would have been like, hey,
excuse me.
Excuse me.
Can you let him in?
We're going to need you to do something about that. Yeah?
There they like, yeah, I don't really... Let's keep his money in the economy.
Let's keep his money in the economy. Crazy, bro. But yeah, that's what's going on, man. That's what's been up with me.
I'm glad you're here, and I get to see you because I had to. When I called you and spoke to you, I needed to hear your voice to make sure nobody was holding you hostage or somebody, some Parisian just had your phone sending me messages. Yeah. You know,
they'll do that too. Yeah, they'll do that. They wouldn't be from Paris though. They'd be from Senegal.
What is one thing you like about being there right now?
I tell you what, the weather's nice.
Weather's nice.
Yeah, that's one thing. Good. And I found a gym, which I'm enjoying.
Yep.
I've eaten so many croissants, J-Bell. And the croissants are like...
Are they good?
They're so fresh and buttery and flaky and, you know, they're like, you know, yeah. So all in all, other than... all the nonsense, it's been a great experience.
I want to share one thing.
Yeah.
And you, I hope you remember what you said to me.
Mm-hmm.
I hit you, we were talking, and I said, I was looking at your son play at the park, and I was like, oh, it looks really good. You guys found a park. It looks like, you know, you're enjoying it. You said, J-Bell, that's?
Yeah, it's Instagram life. That's Instagram life. That's not reality.
That's the first thing you said.
They paint those pictures for Instagram real good.
J-Bell, that's Instagram life. That ain't reality.
That is not, do not believe 90% of the things you see on Instagram. Don't believe that. That's not,
don't believe
that's
the highlight film.
No.
Don't believe the highlight
that's
film.
That's not what's going on at all, man.
You know, there was things you were supposed to do with me. You were supposed to, you know, go check out a professional fight, a Fury fight. You were supposed to be there.
Yeah.
You know, I was at the Hall of Fame.
You did. You've done a lot, J-Bell.
You were supposed to be there with me at all this.
You've done a lot.
You were supposed to be there.
No, but you've done a lot.
I mean, but
you. No, but you've done a lot.
I feel very bad
and
guilty. Mm-hmm. I've enjoyed myself while my guy is over here trying to keep his family together.
It's okay.
Trying to get documents. Being a real man.
Yeah.
Making sure... Being a real family man is what I'm saying. What you're supposed to do, you're getting it done. We miss you here.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Get it done, figure it out, and I think we're going to have to end this podcast pretty soon because you, my friend, you're going to have to go get on that train.
I do have to go get on the train.
So please get back here next week, and we will miss you, but you are with us in spirit.
Always, man.
With us in spirit. Till next week, OC. Get all your passport documents lined. Yeah, you got to get back. You got to get back for the announcement. You got to get back for the announcement. Mm-hmm. And, you know, maybe if you throw your card out there one time and it doesn't work, all of a sudden you'll get your documents.
Oh, quick. Oh, you're like, oh, they can't get money.
Oh, we can't get no more money. He got to go.
Oh,
he got to go.
Jason, but here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. I wonder, because the emails I've been sending, right? Uh-huh. And I hope they're not listening, have been extremely desperate. Like, real desperate, J-Bell.
Yes, yes.
I'll be sending emails like, hey, they kicked me out of the hotel. We're on the streets. Can you help me?
Crickets. Nothing.
Crickets.
Oh.
I'm like, hey, we have nowhere to stay. And you know you can't go to the embassy because of COVID rules now. You can't go to the embassy. I'm like, we have nowhere to stay. Can you guys help?
Oh, they don't want you back in the... Oh, I hear where you're going.
I'm like, wow.
Maybe you need to reverse that.
Yeah. Maybe I'd be like, you know what? I'm about to go buy some property in London. there's a £3 million estate in Surrey that I'm looking at.
I'm here at the Four Seasons right now. And the concierge told me if I send you this message, then all of a sudden you get a... Oh, my gosh. Yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah, I hope they're not listening.
It'd be crazy. Yeah.
Well, OC.
Yes, sir.
As a man who was drafted.
Mm-hmm. was drafted, wasn't
I? I always have to start with that because a little bit of me, it's hate.
Yeah.
I used to want to beat guys in my position that were drafted higher than me out and make sure they got cut.
But you did.
And I did for years.
Did. Yeah, you did.
And that is where we're going to start in this.
Yeah.
One thing about the NFL draft I love, and I got to give you credit on this and how we're going to approach this, is – it now gives every team a chance, right?
Yeah. Don't you love that?
I do.
Don't you love that about the NFL?
I wish the world operated like the NFL. Give the little guy a chance. Give him a little something. Make it fair for everybody, because if it's fair for everybody and there's a level of competition for everybody, we all grow.
Everybody eats, J. Bell.
Everybody can eat.
Eats. My father used to tell me one thing, Jason. You know what he used to say to me?
Tell me.
Those who eat alone fight alone. That's what he used to say. Those who eat alone fight alone. And guess what? In terms of the NFL and the draft, everybody eats, B. Everybody eats. All right? The guy who was last gets the first pick. And this is what happens. And now who do we got going? There's a lot of people talking about Aiden Hutchinson, the pass rusher out of Michigan, is going to be the first pick in the draft.
Yep.
I don't know about that, J-Bell. I'm not so sure about that guy being the number one overall pick, man. I think he's going to be a good player.
Right.
I think he's going to be a safe player, but I don't think his upside is limitless. I'll tell you who I saw. I remember one day I went down there to Florida, and I saw a guy by the name of Joey Bosa training.
Ooh.
And when I saw Joey Bosa training, J-Bell, within 30 seconds, I said, this guy is special, right?
All 30 seconds.
Jason. 30 seconds, there was his movement, there was the way this guy moves, and I said, this guy, and he was with a bunch of people there.
Yes.
He stood out immediately,
right?
When I look at Aiden Hutchinson, I just don't see that kind of movement ability. Now, I think he's going to be a very good player, but number one overall pick, J-Bell, you got to be something special, I believe, and I'm just not sure.
I mean, a lot of people are agreeing with your comment.
Mm.
I will say this. It's hard because the draft is here. It's this year. You have to grade the players there.
Yep.
Somebody has to go number one, and you want to throw up smoke screens everywhere, because if you are Jacksonville, if you don't completely love that pick, last year they did, right? Everybody knew they're going to get Trevor. But if you don't really love that guy, you want somebody else to move up.
Yeah.
You want somebody else that has somebody they love to trade to come up to take that pick.
You know who I'm picking number one overall?
Who are you picking?
David Ojabo.
Hey, listen.
Ojabo.
When you saw those guys play side to side in Michigan, there's a reason why Ojabo jumped off at the tape, because you have a guy who is considered your number one player coming out, the number one draft pick, and you got this other guy coming on late who's showing he's got the real stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's what makes this draft so hard. I mean, we all are guessing. I will say Aiden Hutchinson's numbers look like somebody who's explosive, but I hear what you're saying.
Mm.
I mean, when you look at the Bosa brothers, they were surefire. You know, you like you said.
Unique.
But I will say this. It's all about need. It's a gamble. And I am interested in this draft for one reason.
Tell me, Jason.
Because of what you just put out there, right?
Mm-hmm.
You laid it out for us. I think there's going to be a ton of movement in trades. We had an offseason of player movement.
Okay.
We usually don't see a lot of trades, a ton of them happening, but I think we're going to see a lot of movement, which is going to make the draft interesting to watch.
Yeah, it should be a lot of movement, because there's really not that many surefire picks in this year's draft.
You don't think so?
I don't think there's a – but, like, last year, there was a lot.
Okay.
And the year before that, there was a lot. But this year, I don't really see, like, two or three guys who can say these guys are going to be superstars in the NFL.
Right.
I just don't really see it. So there's going to be movement. People are going to be trading back, because they're like, I don't know about this guy. Let me trade back and get more picks.
I'll back you up on that. Some smart football minds have been talking about how you want to be in the middle rounds and have a lot of picks and attack there, because you want a bunch of guys in there and figure out who's that person. The same way Baltimore, the Ravens are, and the way they draft. They get a ton of guys, they throw in the middle rounds, and they figure it out, let it flush out. So I'm with you. I will say this. I'm not saying it because I'm a DB guy, But man, I like that Sauce Gardner.
First of all, you can't call him Sauce Gardner.
I can't call him that.
Let's just put an end to that.
The man got a chain that says sauce on it.
I don't care what he has. Let's put an end to that right now, okay? I'm sick of that. I'm sick of it.
Because
okay?
You don't want him. You don't
his
want me
His name
call him
is Ahmad. All right. Okay. That's his name.
Are you saying what his parents call him?
That's what his name. That's his name. Okay. Is he a good player? Probably.
Yes.
But I mean, he's got a nickname already.
Saucy.
You can't have a nickname coming out of college.
Deion had primetime.
No, he wasn't primetime coming out of
he
college.
He was primetime in high school.
No.
Bruh,
no.
He was primetime in high school.
No, listen
to what prime I heard it come out of
league.
His name.
Primetime was in the league.
No. It came from high school basketball.
No.
You won't believe it.
No, I don't believe it. They started calling him primetime in the league. They didn't call him primetime coming out of college.
I heard his friend named him primetime after a basketball game in high school
because
he was primetime.
All that's cool.
You ain't listening.
They started calling him primetime in the league after he was just
your anti-nickname until you make it.
Until you do something.
Oh, well, you know what? You're a guy who is proven
And the
up.
Funny thing is, Sauce is such a fire nickname,
oh, it's
too.
So fire. If he balls
fire,
out.
Fire.
Like,
he balls out. Sauce. I got the sauce. No, you got a ball first,
I'm a
bro.
DB guy.
Yeah.
And I'm just throwing this out there. And I'm sweating because the sauciness is making me sweat.
Yeah.
When you're 6'3", and you got long arms, and you can move like that, it's kind of like how Antonio Cromartie was.
Marty was a baller.
Right. You don't usually corners, I'm trying to get everybody to understand, like at that height, don't have that quickness because you got long legs. It's hard, right? Mm-hmm. But man, he got that OC coming off the ball. Hey.
Ooh. What was that?
Hey.
Oh my goodness. One more time.
Hey.
Ridiculous, man.
All right, man. I'm sorry. So needless to say, we're excited about the draft.
Yeah.
Let's see what happens. Let's see what teams get better.
Yeah. We're not calling him Sauce. I can tell you that right now.
Hey.
His name's Ahmad.
After he gets drafted, you call him Sauce.
No.
First day of
once
practice.
Once he gets his pick. Once he gets that pick and then his knees go up.
Okay.
You know, he does a little high
step. He got to get his knees up.
That's Sauce.
I will say one thing.
That's saucy.
I will say one thing. Shout out to NFL Africa because I'm telling you why. You're putting NFL linemen on teams.
Yeah.
And what you're going to see, people, when you watch this draft, you're going to see that offensive tackle go. You're going to see that guard go.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not going to feel, you know, exhilarating.
Not going to feel sexy.
But that's how you change your team.
Yeah.
Those big guys are hard to come by.
First one, you know the first one's going to get drafted?
Who's that?
Ekwonu.
Yeah.
Ekwonu.
Yes, he will. You know, the Giants love him.
Shout out to the NFL. Shout out to NFL Africa.
Yep.
Nigerian from the motherland.
Hey.
That's just what we do.
You can kick him in the guard,
too. But that's just
what we
do.
I mean, it's just, I'm giving you your love.
That's just what we do,
I mean, listen.
That's just what we do.
I mean, I'm with you.
We're taking
over. I'm 33% Nigerian, OC.
Free market economics. Free market economics.
Shout out to the NFL draft. Next year, we'll be there. Free market
economics.
First class tickets.
Free market. NFL Africa.
NFL Africa.
You got to discuss that.
Yes.
Because there's been some announcements.
There's been some
crazy things that have happened.
There is.
That we haven't even discussed, J-Bell.
Give that to us right now.
We've had players get signed.
To real contracts.
Actual contract. Not IPP.
No.
Actual contract.
Actual contracts on the roster.
Yeah.
No exemption.
None.
We're not going to get into the
money.
We're not going to get into the financials, but guaranteed money.
Guaranteed bread in their pockets.
Which means a lot because when you get that guaranteed money, they are saying, we are investing in you.
Yep.
And I will say, that says a lot, especially out of one team doing that. You have a player coming over, they have nothing.
Yep.
Without that guaranteed money, without that upfront money, it's hard for them to mobilize and get set up, right? So says a lot about the teams that did that.
Yeah. So we had Roy Mbateka go to the Giants, which when it happened, people were calling me thinking I had something to do with it, which I did not.
Nothing to do with it. He did. He went out there and showed it.
They signed him, which was surreal when I think about it. You know, you have a camp in Nigeria. These guys have never played football before. Right? Uh-uh. Never played organized football at all.
His basketball background is really helpful.
Of course.
With that footwork. Huge.
Of course.
Roy's footwork.
Right.
Being that big.
So you have these guys, and then we had a guy sign with the Arizona Cardinals. Now, the interesting thing was, You know, they were with the IPP. You know, they were on
the
that program.
Player Pathway.
Yeah, and, you know, they, you know, I thought they were good. And I'm like, these guys are great athletes. These guys are going to have a chance. And then, you know, some people were like, yeah, okay, I don't know. Okay, yeah, right? And then they get seen by the general manager of the New York Giants.
Your job to evaluate talent and to see traits.
The GM.
That's your job.
Right? Offensive line coach, all there looking at them, right? Looking at this guy, Roy, right?
Yeah.
This is the story of Roy. You know, his numbers were good. You know, they flew him out to New York. Saw him, took him to the board, and LeCharles Bentley did an incredible job in terms of, like, mentally getting them prepared.
Former great offensive lineman great. Who does a camp now in Arizona to get offensive linemen ready.
Correct. So, boom, took him to the board. He did his thing. Incredible. They took him outside. Roy called me within, like, 5 minutes of the workout. He was like, listen, these guys, they love me. They want to sign me right now. What do I do? I was like, huh? I was confused.
And you usually have answers.
I had no answer. He was like, what do I do? They want to sign me right now. He wasn't the only one there. He was amongst other free agents. And
it's a battle.
And they said he was clearly the best one there, and they wanted to sign him right now. I said, okay, give me 1 second. Let me figure out what to do. Mm-hmm. Talk to them, boom, 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 boom. He stayed overnight, did his physical. They was like, they asked me, what's it going to take? I was like, listen, can you guarantee him something? They were like, I don't know. We don't usually do that. I was like, well, you're going to have to do that if you want him. They were like, okay, we'll do that. Guaranteed him a nice chunk of change. Yep. Sign him to an actual roster. Like, and now this guy is going to compete. And then on top of that, like, all the love that they have for me in New York, right? They've transferred it to him.
Yes, yes.
So he's feeling all that.
Which is
important. Like, oh, see, they love you here. He's feeling all that love, and he went to the perfect situation. Perfect situation.
I heard him doing an interview with the local media or the Giants media. Mm. And the way he was able to articulate his journey
was
magnificent.
Right? Yeah.
It was, you know, when someone has so much to talk about, but they have a condensed amount of time. It's hard to focus in and get that out. Mm-hmm. He did a great job.
Yeah.
He will be a great ambassador in what you are trying to do. And more importantly, we always say this about the locker room, the NFL, the kind of men it's made us, the people it's put us around, the way we've grown. Putting him in that locker room, imagine not only what the locker room is going to do for him, but what he's going to do for them.
Great.
Imagine that team, right?
Yeah.
And imagine the friends he has. And he's like, hey, this offseason, we're going to go here in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do this. I learned the country in America because my teammates were from different parts.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the first time I went to Shreveport, Louisiana, because my boy, a defensive lineman, of course, because that's who I hang with.
Yep.
You know how I roll.
Yep.
He was from there. And I was like, this is the coolest thing I've ever seen.
Mm.
You know, my boys from Florida, my boys everywhere. I hadn't been to these places.
Mm-hmm.
It was them. Imagine this.
Yeah. Now, let me blow your mind even more. Let me blow your mind.
I'm ready.
Let me take you a step further.
Ooh.
Right?
Ooh. If I go over that.
Yeah. No. The other one, Haggai.
Yeah.
He's in Arizona already, right?
Yep, training.
So the GM for the Arizona Cardinals, Steve Keim, just so happened to go to LeCharles' facility.
No, that's how this happened?
Charles was like, I want you to take a look at this guy, right? Just look at him, right? Showed him doing the drills, the kickbacks, the whatever. Mm-hmm. The guy, in literally less than 10 minutes, he was like, I don't need to see anything more. I want this guy right now. Right? So we're like, okay, well, you got to give him the same deal as Roy.
Yep.
And he was like, of course, no problem. Signed him, immediately. Just by looking, and these are top talent evaluators who are looking at
traits,
kids coming out of college right now.
Yes.
And they're like, oh, these guys can. Now, here's where I want to blow your mind.
Amazing.
Here's where I really want to blow your mind. Is that I always thought that Haggai mm-hmm. was the better prospect, right?
Okay, you did.
And I always thought that, right?
Right.
Little known story, Haggai was the only one supposed to come.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I was like, I'm not sure we're going to be able to bring these guys over. Uh-huh. So Haggai is who I'm going to pin my hopes on. At the very last minute, Jason, I said, you know what? Let me just try and see if I can get Roy also. Let me just try. And it just so happened that he was able to get into the program. And he ends up being the first one signed. How crazy is that? Because you know how easy it could have been to just...
yeah. Put all your resources into one and just say, hey, if this works out, we've proved our we've prove that our mission can work.
And now we have both of them, and Roy ends up being the first one to sign. You just never know, bro.
Those two guys are going to do this, mark my words, and you know them better than anybody. The way they're going to work,
yeah,
what they're going to show, they understand that this program will continue by
who they are
as men. And it's hard enough to find guys that are big, fast, and strong. I mean, every sport is looking for these people that just aren't walking in society. Mm. So when you find them, you gotta give them a shot. Mm. But it's who you are that is so important to a culture of an organization. And what they are going to bring is going to be a game changer for the NFL. And we've talked about this, and I'll say it again. Let me break this down to people that might not know football. One of the best position coaches in the NFL is probably your offensive line coach. Mm-hmm. Would you agree with that? Mm-hmm.
100%.
Yeah.
Has to be.
Yeah. He is probably one of the highest paid position coaches. Mm-hmm. All right. And there's a reason. Because of what he has to do. If your GM, whose job is to eye talent, and your offensive line coach goes, I can work with that. Mm-hmm. You got action. You're going to bring in talent that, for the most part, has one of the best teachers on the team. We always talk about it. It's the luck of the draw where you go. Not a lot of coaches, position coaches, are elite teachers. These offensive line coaches, a lot of them, if you look at a good team, they got a good O-line coach. Mm-hmm. This thing you got going because of that, man, can't stop it, man.
Yep.
Shout out to OC and what he's doing, because I'm telling you right now, if you listen to that interview, he is changing lives, literally changing lives. OC's trained.
He got to go.
He got to go. Holler at you. Get back in the country. Get them kids back. That's the future.